You're listening to The Shift Show, episode 237. Today, we are talking about some big takeaways from the live retreat we held over the past weekend. We're going to be sharing the big lessons learned, the big takeaways, and how we truly are all the same. So let's get into the episode. You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. Oh my gosh. So thanks for joining us here today on The Shift Show. Make sure you screenshot the episode and tag me on Instagram at Nicole Culver and at Here for The Shift. I absolutely love seeing you check out our episodes, and I really love when you share your big takeaways with us. It's so fun to interact with you. It's so fun to hear feedback. And if you are really enjoying the episode, I would love it if you would share it with someone and leave us an iTunes review. They are truly appreciated, and I really love reading through all of those. So we are just coming off of our live retreat that happened over the past weekend. This was our second in-person retreat that we hosted, and really, it was so much fun. We had people come from all over the United States, from California and Minnesota and Texas and Nashville and Boston, and it was so much fun, and more places even that I can't think of off the top of my head. I just really had so much gratitude over the past 2 days, over the past week, honestly, just coming off of the live event. I don't know if you know this about me. I am a super introvert, and sometimes being around a lot of people really wear me out. But it is such a pleasure being around all the people I work with. They really energize me. They really get me so excited. They really are such world changers. And I was physically tired, but emotionally I was riding high. And if there is ever a confirmation I need that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, it really just goes to show you that I'm really living my dream, and I have so much gratitude for the people who I get to work with every day inside of Shift You, inside of my influencer intensive and inner circle, and it's really amazing. I am feeling really blessed that I not only get to work alongside of my husband, but I get to work with people who really like took 2 days out of their lives and traveled across the country to come and learn and to support each other and to just be there to learn and show up to live their best life possible. And that's what really this is all about. Back in 2016, it was 3 years ago at this point where I went to our first 90-day year conference. I haven't been to many live events in my life or a lot of work conferences because I have 3 kids, and right now it's more of a priority to be with them than away from them in this season of life. Now, I do try and go to 1 to 2 conferences a year, especially now that Isabel, she just turned 1, so I'm excited to go to more events. 3 years ago, we were sitting at the 90-day year conference in Vegas. It was the first time we had ever gone to anything like this. We had no idea what to expect. And this is where the big idea of my entire business came from. This is where my idea that I try to convey to you as often as I possibly can, that you can make money with any audience size, whether you have an audience of 10, 100, 1,000, 100,000, or 1,000,000, your audience size does not dictate the success of your business. You can make a lot of money with any size audience. And it was born from the 90-day year event in Las Vegas. So I will tell you a little bit about that backstory, and then I'll share some takeaways with you as well. So like I said, 3 years ago, we went to the 90-day year conference in Las Vegas, and Rachel Luna, who I've interviewed on the podcast a long time ago, was on stage, and she was actually talking about how she made over 6 figures in affiliate commissions with a very small email list, talking under 1,000 people on her email list. And that was a huge eye-opener for me because I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I went to her Instagram and she had around the same number of Instagram followers at the time as I did. And I was like, wait a second, she has made that much money and she doesn't have a huge audience? How is that possible? And in that moment, it clicked for me that you do not have to have a large audience in order to make really significant income in your business. And that was the start for everything for my entire business. And it has really been up from there. So I sat at that conference and I was like, well, I need to bring people together like this conference, but I can't travel all the time and my people can't travel all the time. So I can do this digitally. And the idea for the Food Entrepreneur Summit, which debuted 6 weeks later, was born. And from the Food Entrepreneur Summit, we profited $8,000. We brought in $11,000. And it was the most money I had ever made at one time in my entire life. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am onto something here. That is where my entire business, the coaching and consulting business, came from. And I did it all with a micro audience. So 3 years later, 2.5 years later, because in August I held my first in-person event and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I had no idea what to expect. I had no idea if people would even come. And I had 10 people come to that in-person event and we had 12 people come to this in-person event. And let me tell you, there is nothing like being in the same room as people. The energy, the upliftment, the support, the community, the connection that happens when you are in the same room as someone else is like nothing else. And these women were brave to come and to say, like, some of them didn't know anyone else. Some of them have never met them in person. And when I tell you, the people who attended the event are top-notch A players. They are the same in person as they are online, as they show themselves to be on Instagram and Insta stories. And they all came to lay it out there. They all came to support each other. They all came to learn and to grow. And they took their walls down when they walked into that room and they got vulnerable and they shared. And it was really, really freaking powerful. So if you, whether you come to an event that I have or whether you resonate with someone else, go get out there, get to a live event, connect with people offline, because there was something really powerful that happened when we could tell each other exactly how we see them, because we get in our own heads, and we're going to be talking about this more on next week's episode, but we feel not good enough, and we feel like, how can I do this? And we feel like we don't have our shit together, and we feel all over the place. But that's not how other people see us. Other people see us as like, oh my gosh, you have it all together. So it's really important to just be in the same room as people who get you and support you and who are willing to support you through not only the good times, who are willing to support you and to stick your hand out and say, hey, let me pull you up, or let me talk you through this, or do you need to vent? Because I'm here to listen. And to find that group of people who are willing to be there for you when things aren't seemingly going well either. So that's my little just brief takeaway and how I got to hosting live events. And I cannot wait to have another live event because, again, the energy in the room was so, so, so powerful. Okay, so let's get to the big three takeaways over the course of the 2-day event. First, your beliefs and your vision are everything. And we're going to be talking more about this next week. If you really want to dive into this more, then I want you to come and get more information over about Shift You, because modules 1 and 2 in Shift You are really diving deep into this. So beliefs and vision. If you have the belief that you cannot grow your business, if you have the belief that growing business is hard, if you have the belief that you are not good enough to have a thriving business, then you are right. Your beliefs and your vision are everything. The thoughts that are running through your head are powering the actions that you're taking day in and day out. You are not alone, not feeling good enough. We all have those thoughts that are running through your head. Everyone has those thoughts. And that was a big unifier for us over the course of the weekend, just to say, like, I feel not good enough. And do you mean that you feel that way sometimes too? Yes, everyone feels that way sometimes too. And again, we're going to go deeper in this in Monday's episode, but there's two types of people. There's one type of person who feels not good enough and they stay stuck and paralyzed. And then there's the second type of person who feels not good enough and they do it anyway. They do it despite feeling that way and they figure out how to move forward. So be the person. And again, talk about this on Monday. So come back. Be the person who continues to move forward anyway. Be the person that daydreams. Be the person that has the vision. Be the person that wants to help 100, 1,000, 1 million people have a better life. Not a bitter life, a better life, because that's what we're moving towards, right? Be the person that wants to help people. Have a clear vision. And if you don't know the vision, if you don't know the vision of your business, know the vision of your life. Again, 8 years ago when I was starting my business, when I was starting Blissful Eats, my food company, I had no idea 8 years later I would be running a podcast. I would be helping hundreds of influencers every single day. And if I didn't have a vision that I would be taking my kids to school and picking them up, if I didn't have a vision that I would be able to renovate our house or buy a car I really love, that's what my vision was around. My vision was around my day-to-day life. It wasn't the exact vision of how my business was going to run. It was how my day was going to go. It was how I was going to feel. So have a clear vision around how you want to feel. Have a clear vision on how you want your dream day to go. Your beliefs and your vision are the foundation for everything you do in your life and your vision, in your life and your business. The second thing, so the first takeaway is your beliefs and your vision are your foundation for your life and your business. The second takeaway is consistent messaging upfront. In Shift You, we talk about this in module 3. You have to have consistent messaging across everything you do. Like I said, the big idea of my business, which I started to figure out in 2016, is that you can make money with any size audience. You can make money in your business right now, no matter how many people are coming to your blog or going to your Instagram account or on your email list. You can make money right now. I made money with a micro audience and you can too. And if you go to nicoleculver.co/shift, you can access my training there. It's a brand new training on how to make money with a micro audience. The important part is you have to have consistent messaging up front. You need to convey exactly what you are all about in your business. You need to convey what you stand for, what you believe in. What are your values? What do people expect when they come to your page, to your site? What can people expect when they come to you? Are you taking a stand against something? Because I'm taking a stand. I'm taking a stand and telling you that you are good enough exactly how you are, and you are good enough to make money in your business right now, and you are good enough to support your family. That's what I take a stand for, and that's what I try to be consistent about across all, everywhere that I am. So that's the second thing. The third thing is that you have to be able to diagnose your business. So what does that even mean? If you are not earning the money that you want to be earning, if you are not making $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever it is, whatever you want to be earning, there's a reason and a problem for this. And it all boils down to three things. It all boils down to where is the major roadblock that you are having. And I actually learned this from Adrienne Dorison. We did a retreat with her with a mastermind group I was a part of, and Adrienne flew out and she hung out with us in Phoenix for 3 days. And this was the first time I ever heard of this. And I think it was in 2017. And it is how to figure out the biggest roadblocks in your business. And maybe we need to do an entire episode on this, but I'll just go into it a little bit. There's one of three areas you are having a major roadblock in your business. Three areas are leads, conversion, capacity. You have to be able to diagnose where is your major problem. So the leads are the people, the potential clients coming into your business. So if you do sponsorships, are you having enough leads? Are you having enough people that you are talking to that you are pitching in your business? If you have a product, do you have enough people that are in your audience? Do you have enough people that you are talking to? Do you have enough people that you're having conversations with about the thing that you're offering. If you do not, you have a leads problem in your business. The second type of problem is a conversion problem. So if you have a conversion problem, then you have enough people you're talking to, you have enough people you're pitching, but they're not getting to the sale. They're not getting to the point where they are paying you money. And if you have a conversion problem, then something is sticky there. So maybe you're having enough conversations, however, you're not getting enough sales. If you are not getting enough sales, then you have a conversion problem. And the third category is a capacity problem. You have a capacity problem if you do not have another second to do another thing. If you are feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling unfocused, if you're getting to the end of the day and you're always wishing that you could work more, you have a capacity problem. And if you are saying, well, I have all three of these problems, which is often I hear. However, one of them is a major problem. So if you do not have another second to work, but you are not talking to enough people and you're not making enough money, you have to deal with the capacity problem first before you can unblock anything else. So if you are diagnosing yourself and your business, you are ahead of like 80% of people, because most people are just operating from a ho-hum place, status quo, and they're not trying to change. So diagnose your problem in your business. Are you having a leads problem? Are you having a capacity problem? Are you having a conversion problem? And then you have to solve for that problem. So this is really what we go more into inside of Shift You. Again, you can go to nicoleculver.co/shift to access my brand new training, and that will help you bust through your problem. Diagnose your business problem and solve for that problem. And the last thing is you have to be moving your people from social media to somewhere else. You have to have a simple funnel. And again, this goes back to consistent messaging. It goes back to having a big idea and knowing the magic in your business. But if you are on social media and you're not moving those people from social media, if you are not offering them your signature freebie or your download, you're really missing out on an opportunity to continue a relationship with your people. So you want to take people from social media, you want to get them on your email list, and you want to nurture them. You want to offer them value. You want to have conversations. You want to build rapport. You want to build trust. And if you're saying, why do I want to do that? Well, you want to help them more, right? Don't you want to help them more? If you want to help them more, you have to continue the conversation. And continuing the conversation beyond a place that is dictated by another company, dictated by algorithms, you want to get them off social media. You want to also, if you have a lot of website traffic, you want to get those people onto your email list as well. So you want to make sure you have simple funnels in place. And a funnel is really just a conversion process. It's really just a way to continue the conversation with them. So this was actually four big takeaways from our live event. And just so you know, it was really amazing. The people who came in August, who came back in the past weekend, they were having better problems. So I'm never going to promise to solve all your business problems, because honestly, you, as your business grows, new things will come up, new things that you have to solve for, and new opportunities will come your way. So I can't promise to solve all your business problems, but I can help you have better problems. I can help you have better quality problems. And that is exactly what we saw with the people who came in August and then the people who came again in April. They had better problems. They were no longer having a capacity problem where they were not having a second to breathe, or they were no longer having a problem where they didn't have any leads in their business. It was really amazing to see the transformation. If you put your head down, if you diagnose yourself and your business and you solve for that problem, you can have better problems too. Through Shift You, we can help you have better problems, but do something to move yourself forward. So the four big takeaways: beliefs and a vision. It's the foundation for your business and for your life. The second one is you need consistent messaging. You need to share your magic with your people. You need to share your big picture message with your people. And you need to do it over and over and over again. In every episode here, I want you to know, I want your big takeaway to be that you can have a great business that you love right now. You can grow a business that is thriving. You can support your family. You can have freedom and options to do whatever you want to do in life. Consistent messaging. the next problem, or the next takeaway, I should say, is you need to be able to diagnose your problem in your business. What's your main roadblock? What's your biggest thing you need to break through? Is it a leads problem, a capacity problem, or a conversion problem, and solve for that problem? And the last thing is you need to have a simple funnel. You need to be able to move people from your social media or from your website onto your email list and offer them something. Whether you're offering them a nurture campaign to build trust, or whether you're offering them a product, program, or service, or whether you are working with a brand to help them solve a bigger problem, that's something. Set all of these things up. And if you want to come over to Shift You to have help, to have more support, to have guidance, to have the mentorship, I can help you. I can help you. If you need help, I can help you. Head to NicoleCulver.co/shift. You will see our brand new training. You can sign up for a time. And remember, just like I said, I can't solve all your problems in your business, but I can help you have better problems. And if you are ready to take that step, go sign up for the free training, NicoleCulver.co/shift. Screenshot this episode, tag me over on Instagram. I can't wait to see what ahas you had. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on the next episode, where we are talking about how you need to move past the thoughts of I'm not good enough. All right, see you in the next episode. You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at NicoleCulver.co/community. Thanks for listening.